Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum, and I am so glad to be back. I've missed the last couple of weeks where I had a couple of big changes, really one really big change in my life. Welcomed a new baby girl into the world, and that has just taken up all of my time between hospital visits and trying to find ways to sleep and time to sleep. And I am back, and I'm excited to talk to you about what's going on in my life and how my life has changed in just the last couple of weeks, and how that aligns so much with the things that I talk about all the time, is how to turn these moments, these brief pieces of time, into things that can change your life forever. And this week I want to talk about changing your perspective on things, because I know that that's something that has happened in just the last couple of weeks, last few days in my life, that my perspective has done not a complete 180, but the way that I view the world, it has completely changed. As soon as I saw that little girl, and as soon as I held her in my arms, and as soon as I could feel what it was like to know that somebody completely relied on me to get them through everything in their life and to teach them everything that they need to know and to be there for them and support them. And I know that I won't be able to provide all of those things all of the time, but everything in my life is going to be geared towards making that happen. And that is now my focus and my perspective. And that reminded me of all of the other times that my perspective has changed. What are those big shifts in life that happen that make you view the world fundamentally differently than you did the day before or the moment before? And some of those things for me have happened in really big, dramatic ways that I certainly didn't expect to happen when they did. One is obviously this new baby that I just welcomed into the world. One was several years ago. I was in a car accident. Somebody ran a red light and T-boned me, and I ended up having to spend some time in the hospital and have a couple of surgeries and had a ruptured spleen. And I guess it wasn't a real good time for me, but that changed my perspective on life and changed the way that I viewed the value that I put on my life and on the world and the things around me. And sometime before that, I went to Iraq and I spent time in the Marine Corps, and that changed my perspective on things and meeting people who have been impacted by negative experiences or by really positive experiences. And just thinking back on some of these things as my perspective has been changing this past couple of weeks, and thinking about what drives those perspective shifts and why does it happen? Because yes, something changes in your life, but ultimately you don't gain any new information. You don't suddenly have all of the answers. You don't suddenly understand the big picture in a different way. You just look at it in a different way. And that has driven some of the biggest changes that I've ever experienced in my life, is looking at things in a different way. And this is applied to me both in these big picture, lifestyle, lifetime type issues, as well as in small things that I'm going about in my work, that I'm going about in my day-to-day life, that I'm going about when I'm training for something or when I'm practicing a sport, when I was playing sports. It's just a small shift in the way that you look at things can have such a huge and profound impact on how you approach things and how you address everything in your life. And it could just change your entire world by shifting your perspective a little bit. And that's what's exciting to me, is knowing that everything that we have, that we need to have in order to take that next step, is already inside of us. I had no idea what it takes to be a dad. I still don't know what it takes to be a dad. But all of a sudden, One thing changed, and I held that tiny life in my arms, and my perspective changed, and all of a sudden now I feel like I am capable of making those changes. I'm capable of putting in that effort. When I don't sleep at night and I've been awake for hours and I'm walking up and down stairs to try and keep the movement going so that the baby doesn't cry for a little while so her mom can get some sleep. That is something that I was not prepared for, that I had not done any training or preparation for, or didn't know was going to be a thing that happened in my life. But as soon as I held that life in my arms, I knew that I needed to do these things differently. I knew that I needed to act differently and behave differently. And I started doing those things, and it sometimes is hard. Yes, of course, it's not great when you sleep 2 hours a night. It's not great when you feel frustrated and tired, right? That's not great, but you know that you can do it and you want to do it and you're excited to be doing it because you realize the value and the importance of what it is that you're doing. The same thing when I got in a car accident. I didn't love that I had to spend 5 days in the hospital and 8 weeks in rehab. I didn't love that I had to get 42 staples, and I didn't love that I couldn't walk right, and I didn't love that I had to relearn how to do all of these things, right? That's not great, but all of a sudden my perspective changed, and I realized that time really is fleeting, and you don't always have forever, and you don't always know what's going to happen, and it's a flip of a coin sometimes that heads you win, tails you lose, and that lose could be the end of your journey here. And just changing that perspective made me realize that, no, I don't have to suddenly have all of the answers and suddenly know how to do everything, but I wanted to do these things. All of a sudden, I wanted to live my life differently. All of a sudden, I wanted to spend my time differently. And it's just been that way as these perspective changes occur, that you just start to want to do things differently because you're looking at your life differently. You're looking at your circumstance differently. You're looking at your problem differently. And like I said, this could be something as simple as being trapped on a spreadsheet that you've been trying to work through to find a way to forecast your 2024 cash flows, right? I'm a finance guy, so that's where I go naturally. Or maybe you're trying to figure out what the right allocation of manpower is to projects so that you can make sure that you get the best work done that you can in the projects that you're working on. Whatever those things are, sometimes just shifting your perspective, looking around the corner a little bit, looking at things a little bit differently, that it can change the way that you're looking at it. And now all of a sudden, instead of just trying to grind through the same way that you've always done things and force things through the way that you knew how to do them before, now you have a new perspective and you say, hey, I can learn a new skill. I can learn a new way of doing these, a new method of doing this. I can create a new tool. I can do something differently that will drive me to better results than I've been able to have because my perspective shifted. Instead of trying to focus on how to force through to this one solution, I can now just look at the problem from a bunch of different angles and I can say, hey, you know what? I've been trying to solve the wrong problem all along. I don't actually need to figure out how to do this very specific thing. What I need to do is I need to look at the big picture, or I need to get a little bit smaller from the big picture. Whatever those things are, that change in perspective can drive those huge shifts in action in your life. It can change the way that you want to approach things, and it will change the outcome that you'll get from that approach. That's all I've got for this week. I'm excited to be back. I love talking to everybody every week, and I love sharing my experiences with you, and I hope that you find some value in the experiences that I've had. So that's it for this week. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your time. Enjoy your life, and go out there and try to look at things in a different way. See what happens when you change your perspective and see if that will help change your life. Have a great one.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.